This is a Counterspin Media presentation.
All is, I don't believe 5G and all these smart meters aren't harmless. There were all these smart meters and stuff. Look at this lovely tree. And when you get the bit that's facing the smart meters,
dead.
CBS, COVID-19 does not exist. doesn't exist. That is a crime perpetrated on us by criminals in Parliament. We know it doesn't exist. We absolutely know it doesn't exist. And that biological chemical weapon, so-called vaccine, has already killed thousands across Europe. Thousands. So what we want to do, turn and replace them with that. That's their replacement. Up there, illegal, uninsurable, dangerous technology that will cook you, kill offline, insects, kill. Great, I'm on the camera. Hey, listen, get this body a CID. That is illegal. It's a weapon system. It kills all biological life. There's no birds, no insects because of that equipment. As to criminal courts, we're taking evidence on every single one of us who are supporting this criminal enterprise.
You won't go to jail.
You'll go to jail. You'll lose your jobs. And that's if you survive, what they have planned for you. The people you're supporting want you dead. That is the replacement for you. For every single one of us with this uniform on, that replaces every single one of us.
Hi out there. Today I have the privilege of speaking with Mark Steele, a man who's doing some amazing work over in the UK. Not only is he an electronic weapons expert, he's worked in projects with the UK Ministry of Defence, he's a knowledgeable scientist, studied psychology, but above all, he's a powerful crusader for truth and justice. So I wanted to talk to him not only so that we could learn from him, but also because he's been achieving some great results over there in resisting the agenda. So I'd quite like to know how he does that. I would imagine it's probably got something to do with his unreserved fearlessness. Anyway, I'm very honoured to be able to welcome Mark Steele. Hi, Mark. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Samantha. Good to be here. Where we're streaming from, it's New Zealand, isn't it?
Yes.
Australia.
Well, not exactly. It's a little bit further south.
A little bit further south, bit of an island off the coast, is it?
Oh, there's some dangerous words around these parts.
Having a bit of trouble over there as well. Yeah, well, we're having trouble all over the world, but there's a major issue going on. We've got some globalists seem to be wanting to be running everything. Mm. And
I've noticed.
I knew we were in quite a bit of trouble in about 2016 when we started to see a lot of these LED lights being put up and no diffuser, most optical radiation emitters all optical radiation, artificial optical radiation is a hazard. And we started to see street furniture, lights being put up by local authorities with no diffusers. Things which would cause point light source, which would be pretty problematic and pretty toxic. So had monochromic type lights, these LEDs are blue phosphor coated, they're basically toxic to all biological life. That's not me not saying that, that's in the science. Optical radiation's a hazard. These are monochromic, they're blue phosphor coated LEDs are pretty toxic. They attract all insects, pollinators. All biological life is under attack from that particular type of light source. It's not safe at all in any way, shape or form. And the fact it's not safe, and then they actually took the diffuser off where you had high pressure sodium, which were about 2,200 Kelvin. These things are 6,000-7,000. You know, you get anything from 4,000-8,000 Kelvin. Extremely dangerous, biologically toxic. So I knew in 2016 there was a problem, because all of the standards and the regulations had been basically thrown in the bin and nobody was talking about it. All they were talking about was saving the planet, kill everything, but let's save the planet. Saving the planet, let's reduce our carbon footprint and kill everything at the same time. Let's bring uninsurable, toxic optical radiation emitters into your streets, into your schools, into your homes, but let's not talk about it. Now, what I'm talking about, the ones in most LEDs in people's homes have actually got a diffuser or they're in a ceiling element with a diffuser. So they've got, you know, they've got a lens over the end which protects you from what's called point light source. It's something that you do not want. So I knew we were in trouble in 2016. when they put the lights in. I also knew quite a bit about directional weapon systems, something the industry, the military and the industrial military complex do not want you to know about. These weapons came out of Germany after the Second World War, Operation Paperclip. A lot of the frequencies were used on camp inmates to cause a number of different detrimental health effects. Diabetes, for instance, I can occasion diabetes by hitting you with a 2.4 gigahertz frequency. And that is the blanket coverage for most, it's an unlicensed spectrum. So your deck phone, your Wi-Fi, mostly 2.4 gigahertz. So we get a lot of people get diabetes. Whenever I, you know, find out that anybody's got diabetes, I always tell them to switch your Wi-Fi off, you'll be fine. Doctors don't know that. Doctors have been, this information is being kept from doctors. What they'll do, they will treat you with drugs. They will give you things to mediate and mitigate your diabetes symptoms when all they need to do is try and protect you from non-ionizing radiation emissions in your home. We also have the whole, you know, virus narrative. Electromagnetic radiation causes virus-type symptoms. It's an immune system suppressor. Any pathogen that you have carrying in your body, obviously, if I depress your immune system, you're going to be open to all sorts of things. Cancers. The radiation also causes oxidative stress, so you get cancer from it. Your government will tell you it's perfectly safe, by the way, which it isn't. Non-ionizing radiation, they will tell you to stay out of sun. Sun's accumulative for that time, you end up getting skin cancer. The same part of the spectrum, your government will tell you it's perfectly safe, it's fine. It's not. It's not naturally occurring. We are symbiotic with naturally occurring radiation. We're not symbiotic with man-made. And the difference with man-made, it's pulse modulated. It comes in a number of different types of waveforms, which are totally unnatural. Brit, you know, very much, you know, like GMO. Genetically modified foods, which are pretty toxic. These are no different. You've got these type of waveforms, which you're not used to. They're totally foreign to you. They're pretty poisonous. And that's why we're seeing massive increases in cancer. Cancer risks going stratospheric. Right. You'll see a lot more of that.
Is this non-ionizing radiation that you're talking about what we call 5G, basically? Is that...
Right. There's two parts. There's what... What your government will tell you, what a normal scientist, let's say the average scientist will tell you, non-ionizing radiation doesn't have enough energy in the photon. So in that part of the spectrum, the photon doesn't carry enough energy for it to cause ionization, which the movement, it's the ionization of a structure. So let's say molecules or atoms, there's not enough energy to get an ion to move off off the structures consequently, but that's not true. This is a schoolboy error when it comes to ionizing, non-ionizing radiation. The ionizing radiation, we all know, is very dangerous, right? It causes this, you know, oxidative stress, which we all know people get cancer from this. Non-ionizing radiation is accumulative over time. And that's where this whole narrative is false, where you get it from these scientists, where they'll tell you there's not enough energy in that part of the spectrum. Non-ionizing radiation, right, is accumulative over time. So consequently, the oxidative stress that you would receive, right, because it's all about time and immersion in this type of field. The more radiation I expose you to, the more risk there is to the person. So these non-ionizing radiation emitters, which they say are perfectly safe, a lot of the regulatory bodies, the international standards on them, are time sensitive. So let's say ICNIRP, which all of the equipment installed supposedly in a country is supposed to be ICNIRP, it's got to follow the guidance from ICNIRP. It's the international regulatory body on non-ionizing radiation protection. Mm-hmm. However, they're time sensitive. All of these transmitters on 24/7. So none of them adhere to the ICNIRP guidelines, zero. The other major issue that I keep talking about, everybody's talking about global warming and climate change, and your councils, your government talk about climate change and how dangerous it is and how much of a risk it is to you, and that's why they want to take out your car. However, they've just installed a load of equipment that emits microwave radiation. That energy has to go somewhere. Mm-hmm. in the far field, so the farther away you are from that antenna, also in the near field, the breach obviously the ICNIRP guidelines because of the amount of radiation that these antennas emit. But they say they're safe because they're on a mast, now far enough away from you not to cause any harm, so they say. The reality of it is, in the far field, so the further distance from that antenna, the microwave radiation energy has to go somewhere, and what that does, depending on the frequency, your body absorbs it. If you've had the shot, it absorbs it even more due to the nanoparticulates, because basically you become a receiver. So I'm spraying lots of radiation in the environment. You've taken a shot with nanoparticulates. You're then a receiver for it. You'll reflect it back out. So you basically become a what's called a radio frequency identity tag. So they can track you in your city. They can follow you through your city because what they're after, you see, a local council and government want the data. Mm-hmm. In reality, what they're really trying to do, the World Economic Forum wants you dead. If I increase that toxicity from the radiation, injecting you with these nanoparticulates, then I'm going to increase the radiation impact significantly. Right. You basically become an antenna yourself.
Yeah.
So you're emitting back to these scanners. These scanners are radar. We all know radar causes cancer. It's a class one cancer causing radiation. Not as you're being told, it's not. You know, the World Health Organization categorized this type of radiation as a class 2B. It's not. It causes cancer, period. We get all of this bullshit nonsense coming out of the World Health Organization, the ICNIRP guidelines. ICNIRP's a captured agency. It belongs to the industry. I mean, they just can't tell you that how dangerous this equipment is because, you know, they'd all be out of work. So consequently, they're going to lie to you as best they possibly can. Governments, unfortunately, are pathological liars. They said that the vaccine was safe and effective. We know that was a lie. A total abject lie. Well, they're pathological liars, and they tell you that 5G is safe. That's also a pathological lie because the fact that it's 5G, it's not 4G. 4G is a telecommunication system, 5G is a directional weapon system, and that's what they've been currently installing right across the West. These antenna design, which can cause focused beams in air, where I can stack the photons, I can cause ionization. Not only can I cause ionization, I can kill you with it. I can actually cause a temperature increase inside the body using a sub-gigahertz weapon. And one of the main blanket coverages for 5G is sub-gigahertz. So it's got a longer wavelength. Those longer wavelengths penetrate the body more successfully. So consequently, I can actually target some of the organs in your body due to the dielectric properties that they have. So they cause an increase of energy in a particular shape, size, depending on the wavelength. And then I can modulate that frequency and I can cause a vibration. So I cause a temperature increase, very similar to what happens inside a microwave oven, but a little bit less power. But you see, the real trick with this equipment, I don't need a lot of power to kill you. I mean, I can kill you with a lot of power, but I don't necessarily need that. I just need the specifics of the dielectric properties of an organ. I need to have a penetrating part of the spectrum, so the sub-gigahertz, so I can get into the body, into the organ, and then I can basically kill you and you wouldn't even know I was killing you because you haven't got the sensors inside the body. See, the part of 5G network, which is the millimeter waves, you'd get a temperature increase on the skin and probably a little bit below the skin, maybe, you know, maybe it's a centimeter. However, in the sub-gigahertz, which is the main blanket coverage for 5G, this is the thing the industry hate. The focality of it, focusing that sub-gigahertz, I mean, absolutely lethal weapons, by the way. These are lethal weapon systems. Sub-gigahertz focused at a body, and I'll cause a temperature increase, and you'll die, and you probably wouldn't even know what was killing you. Yeah. So they're fitting this equipment all over. It's on every single streetlight. We have a company, there's a company, I think, in Australia called Telestra. You've got Telestra, Telenza, Harvard, lots of different technologies, all situated on top of street furniture. Mm-hmm. So this, apart from the toxic LED lights, they have what's called a control management system that your local authority's been bought into, your government bought into it for climate change, so they can reduce the energy that the light uses. However, it's not really a control. Well, it is a control management system of the population. It's to control and exterminate, to depopulate They call it depopulation, I call it extermination, just to play on words. So they're going to exterminate an awful lot of people. And you see, when I came across this in about 2016, they put the equipment in. I had a lot of trouble. And then in about 2017, I got my hands on the actual piece of hardware that they'd installed in the streetlights. And it was interconnected with people in local authorities who were working with some Chinese assets, military assets. I then contacted all the regulatory bodies, you know, MI5, MI6. I then contacted COBRA, British government. I made a number of presentations to them. So the British government know that your local authority has actually installed this equipment and it's going to kill you. And in 2018, when they took me to court to try and gag me, so I was telling people that the equipment would kill you. And the government said they had to gag me because I was frightening people because they actually believed us. I mean, the people actually believe what I was telling them, that the government was trying to kill them. So the government had to try and gag as well. It was a total disaster.
I know. No, said you won. How did you do that?
Yeah. Well, they said I was a conspiracy. Well, I'm not a conspiracy. Well, there is a conspiracy, right? Theory is a set of scientific facts. You know, you have to have some scientific basis of actually having a theory. Yeah. So we've got this scientific theory that the government's trying to kill you. So yes, I'm a conspiracy theorist. In reality, their narrative for conspiracy theorists, they said I was terrorizing the population by telling them that the government is trying to kill them. Anyway, they get us into court. I've got about 20 patents that either mitigate. I've got waveguide patents, you know, for moving some of this technology around so it can't cause significant problems or doesn't cause significant problems. So I've got a suite of patents. I'm an inventor, patent writer. I've got an engineering background. I've got a material sciences background. I've also done psychology. And I've got a great interest in weapon systems, in directional weapon systems, electronic weapon systems, because they're all made up the secret history of our secret weapons programs, you see. So I'm always interested in anything that's a little bit covert. I've just got that. I'm interested in things that a lot of people don't know about or maybe don't care to want to know about. So I had this quite interesting level of understanding the technology. I'd been involved in oil and gas industry. I'd been in directional weapons programs, so I knew what this stuff looked like. I had a good understanding of it, and all of a sudden they popped up on a streetlight outside my home. And that's when I became active and started to talk to people about it. And at the time, 2016, it was a bit unbelievable. I think today, a lot more believable now because people are realising there's something extremely untoward in relation to governments, etc. So people are starting to ask questions.
I was at a meeting a couple of days ago and I was talking about LED incapacitators, aka puke rays, that are being installed on smart poles. And someone who is very much awake said, well, actually, that's a step too far. I can't believe that. Do you have actual proof that these weapons are present on smart poles?
Yeah, we found some locally. They are here using red, green and blue light modulated frequency and cause pressure on the cranium, which basically causes a stroke. Very similar. I mean, everybody knows about, you know, when you go into a building and they've got these strobe lamps and so you get the odd people that actually pass out. It's basically a pressure in the cranium. You know, the eye can't handle the energy that's actually travelling down the optic nerve. You'll get a swelling in the head and consequently you'll possibly pass out. Now, the puke ray, it was developed by the Yanks. They've had them for years. I mean, that whole, defense industry, this equipment goes back a lot longer and has been used significantly. I mean, they were attacking, Barry Trower will tell you, they were using directional weapon systems to attack Republicans in Northern Ireland. Any dissident, you know, people who want demonstrations, that can attack you. And governments have used this for many, many years. That's why they keep them very, very covert, because they don't want people to know. So when the embassy staff were being attacked in Havana, the Cuban embassy got attacked in Havana, but they had attacks in Russia. So if you look at the US embassy now in London, it's got like a nice louver type you know, over the windows from the outside. That helps in two ways. It helps to, as a type of waveguide, so it helps to stop me from being able to interrogate the building so I can listen to them. These are audio, these electromagnetic radiation technologies. I can listen to what you're saying. I can definitely see you. I can most certainly see if you've had the vaccine. Mm-hmm. And I can basically target, acquire and exterminate you. And that was the plan. The World Economic Forum plan, Klaus Schwab stated, he has to get every single person vaccinated. Otherwise, their life is at risk. Their life's at risk. They're trying to murder us. They're trying to murder the world's population. Their life's at risk until they get every single person vaccinated. So you can see they're going to come back with some other narrative to try and achieve that. Because once they get that poison inside you, they can then track you. They basically build you out as a, you know, you become a type of a capacitor. So they can actually build the energy up inside you with the nanoparticulates, a graphite, ferrous oxide. It all helps to create this energy and this antenna emission. So you're walking around the, you know, your cityscape, and they're basically tracking you with these antennas, and then they can just exterminate you anytime. And they can do it, you know, they can really kill an awful lot of people in a very short period. And, you know, what a interesting weapon. I mean, most weapons, governments spend fortunes on weaponry and bullets and, you know, bombs and all the rest of it. Very expensive killing people. This way, you're paying for it yourself because your local councils, you're funding through your rates, your local councils, so they can murder you. And they call it the 15-minute city, net zero climate change emergency. So they've got a climate change emergency where they brought in this equipment that increases the temperature. So that's what microwave radiation does. And that's just its blanket coverage. That isn't them switching a weapon on.
That's what happened in Birmingham recently, wasn't it? Where they installed a mass of transmitters, and then as a result, the temperature went up, and they called that a climate emergency.
Well, what they said was there was a climate emergency, and what they must do, it's so imperative, they need to get all the cars out, they need to block the city off, they need to stop people travelling around. But lo and behold, at the same time, they had actually installed 107,000 transmitters to every single streetlight in the area, and obviously started switching
them. No correlation.
No. You can't get... But you see, this is where they're stuck. This is a really big one. There's two elements to this. There's a lot of people out there who are EHS sensitive, right? They're sensitive. It's microwave radiation pollution syndrome. So they suffer serious detrimental effects. That's all been logged. Obviously, a government will say it doesn't exist, but they're just liars. You can prove in a court that does exist. The science shows it exists. You get a medical, and then you can then sue your local authority for discrimination, disability discrimination. It's a really interesting case. If anybody needs any help with that, get in touch.
Yeah, thanks, yeah.
The other thing, right, paying them. Net zero is false. It's not true. Ionospheric radiation has caused climate change. I mean, climate change is man-made. That caused ionospheric radiation as the work in conjunction with the chemtrail and to cause a temperature increase in cityscapes across countries so they can set fire to your agriculture. They can burn out your agriculture, you know, create droughts, either flood the place out, snow it out, or cause fires. All that equipment, the defense industry by 2025 will have full control of all weather domains. So your council and your government want to punish you for a political agenda to take everything off you. They want your money. They want your car, they want your holidays, they want your dead.
And children. Yeah.
They want they are going to execute and kill everybody. The nanoparticulates that were in the COVID-19 vaccines, they cause sterilization. Any children that have had them, there's a high probability they'll never ever be able to have children. That's genocide. We have the data on nanoparticulates well before they started injecting them into people to show the significant detrimental effect on either pregnant women, or this was well before the COVID-19, before we even got the electron microscope images of it. I knew after what happened in South Korea, when they switched 5G on in South Korea, they set fire to five cities. So that, you know, for the run the plan and this depopulation plan, this billions dead, they had to come up with a better way of actually switching on 5G in a cityscape, basically cook people to death, because what it did, it burnt out the electrical grid. And the weapon, the weapon's weak spot, it needs the electrical grid. Okay, so if it took down the grid in South Korea and five cities, so consequently that wasn't very good for the weapon. So then what they did, they had to come up with a better idea to use a lot less power. Well, how do you use a lot less power in a cityscape without burning out the grid? You have to inject something into the person's body who you're trying to kill,
right?
So that you can then increase the toxicity of the radiation. And therefore, that's what came along with the COVID-19 vaccines. They were used for tracking wet on the battlefield. Wow. So I knew about that technology. I'd already made up a decision that that's the way I was going to go. And I was telling people as early as 2019, 2020, I got arrested at the height of the pandemic before they'd actually come out with the vaccines. And when I got arrested, I said, the vaccine's a biochemical weapon. It's full of nanoparticulates interconnected with 5G for exterminating the population. Good that case didn't go very far. In fact, they wouldn't even let us in the court. I tried to go to court. I had bail conditions to go to court. When I got there, they wouldn't let us in the door. So, because they didn't want us to bring in the evidence of the fact, by this time, we did actually have the electron microscope images of the actual ingredients, the nanoparticulates. That's why I say to anybody, if you've had the vaccine, it's two things you need to do. Mitigate, get out of the 5G network, pre it. If you want to test if you've had the real deal or not, you get a neodymium magnet and test it in and around the deltoid. Now, that's not necessarily, if it attaches, if you rub it around the deltoid area and it attaches properly, you'll probably feel it. Okay, and the neodymium magnets are pretty heavy. Get a pretty large one so it, you know, it gets a good hold. And if it gets a hold, you've got an antenna and you go back to your medical community and ask them what it is and you want it removing. But the most important thing, you now have an antenna, they can track you in the cityscape, and they are going to exterminate you. No two ways about it. So removal of 5G, it's absolutely crucial, and especially the small network that's in the street furniture. The big network's not so bad, that's for knocking the buildings down. The small stuff is the surgical equipment to do the target acquisition and the kill.
Right. I've heard that you've actually had some success in having some 5G cell towers removed, something to do with using the angle of inadequate environmental assessment or something?
Loads of success. We get loads of success getting these towers removed. The towers are illegal. They're a weapon system. Mm-hmm. Any 5G's technical parameters, direct energy and air, that's how you actually technically differentiate between 4G and 5G. It's beamforming, okay, or it's any type of emission where I can cause a focused beam in air, which is a direct energy beam in air, which is direct energy weapon, if I have a target to hit.
Okay.
Now, they'll call about machine to machine, but these aren't for machine to machine. These weapons have been developed to go directly to the vaccinated. So it's a weapons program. It is for the depopulation. I mean, we've got the intelligence documents about how many people they intended to kill. No. So, I mean, it's not as if I'm making it up. I mean, I didn't make up the numbers, you know, the intelligence document numbers to show how many people they're attempting to murder.
Yeah. And actually, can I ask you too, Mark, with the ULEZ and the road user charging, obviously there's a really strong push for the complete prohibition of freedom of movement. And now with the direct energy weapons in smart cities, I know I've heard you describe a time where you believe that if they don't want you to, you won't be able to step outside your house without the threat of these weapons being employed against you. Why don't they want us to move around? How does that work into this?
Yeah, they need to get people off the land. You see, they haven't got all this equipment. It's not ubiquitous right across the whole country. It's mainly in cities. So they need to create a narrative to get you off the land, to get you into a cityscape so they can do the extermination.
Yeah.
Now, they can probably sweep up, you know, maybe a 500,000 people or something around the country, but they cannot sort of, you cannot just start running around the countryside to chase after 5 or 6 million people. It's not going to happen.
Right.
So they had to come up with a very sophisticated way. So they terrorize the population, come up with some, you know, there's some type of virus on the land, you know, kill all the birds, get rid of all the chickens, destroy the food production, get everybody into a cityscape. And then once they've got you in there vaccinated, and then they can pull the trigger, and then they can just exterminate everybody in there. And also,
sorry, Mark. That's the climate narrative here. We're seeing that here with managed retreat to get people into smart cities.
Got to get you in the city. So then they can incinerate you. See, once I get enough people in the city, I can kill a lot of people, and then I can set fire to the city. So I can burn the city at the same time as filling it full of dead bodies.
Wish I could say I didn't believe you, but... Now, one thing I like about your information and your rhetoric is that you go to that place of addressing the spiritual war aspect of all of this. Now, personally, I don't believe you can understand or effectively fight the New World Order without understanding that. And I know many won't agree with me, and that it's fine. But even if we don't believe in God and the devil, they clearly do. And they've made that abundantly clear, their opposition to God and everything good, to invert everything good. And I've never really believed it was solely about money.
Satan's gathering souls, that's why 5G's pinned
it. Yeah, I never thought of that. Actually, can I get you to elaborate on a statement you made, which I think is actually really important? You talked about how we're not so much witnessing depopulation as we're witnessing the scheming of an immensely powerful cult. Could I please get you to talk around that for a minute?
They're all cults. The only way you get into that, you know, people talk about the glass ceiling. You get through that glass ceiling, you've got a like to have sex with children, abuse them and murder them. Torture, I call them the kiddie killer club. Okay, it's the kiddie killer club. If you want to get out of that glass ceiling, you're in the kiddie killer club. Most of these individuals are cult members. Now, I know a lot of people will find that extremely difficult. Probably if you went back 50 years, it wasn't as pronounced. This has went on for thousands of years, by the way. Thousands and thousands of years, we've had elites who, unfortunately, have got a very, very distasteful appetite for children. Why that is, well, you'd have to ask them. But unfortunately, this cult now is in a position where, through the internet, etc., people are starting to understand who these people are, like Hollywood. A Hollywood stick is a wand, the magic wand. And you see, Hollywood, it's where the magic's made. If you look at all the symbols and signs, the Apple computers, the bite out of it, it's the first sin. You then start to look at Chrome, Adrenochrome, all of the technologies that are in Google, etc. They're all demonic. They've got demonic, satanic connotations, all of it. Religions, most religions, at the top of the Catholic Church, right? You've got the images of Baphomet. So, you know, we've been hoodwinked for many, many years. And a lot of these elites, it's like a secret little club.
Yeah.
You know, it's like one of these sort of little secret public schoolboy clubs where nobody really knows what's going on. But you see, they sign off to each other all the time. I was talking about 33. There was a girl in the paper today. She was in the Harry Potter films. And she's talking about, it's her 33rd birthday. And guess what saved her? Saturn. So, you know, I mean, they're just basically signing off to each other across the world. But you see, in the prophecy, it says, this is how we identify who our adversary is. These are Satanists. We're dealing, you know, Satan's not bothered what the color of your skin is, what your religion is, what language you speak, as long as you do his bidding. He's not interested who you are, what religion, whatever. And it's the same as what we should be exactly the same and go, well, we fear the creator, all right? God created it all. Satan just wants to turn it all into an absolute disaster and kill everybody, right? Because believers, you see these elites aren't going to survive what's coming at all. I mean, that's why I was laughing about it. They think... Think about it. You've got groups of them who think we're going to go down into these subterranean places and we'll be all safe and that. Can you imagine? So you've got some entity that's planning a 6 billion extermination across the world, and you're going to trust them to go underground with them?
I know.
I couldn't make this door. They're going to kill them. I mean, all these mug politicians, right? You get these politicians who are pushing this crap. Do they think they're going to survive this? They've got no chance. I mean, what's the point of having the Satanists, right? Let's put it like this, right? A lot of the people in the cult, right, probably hate me, But you know what they hate even more? The servile people who serve. It's like, you know, the old vampire films, you know, where Dracula, you know, his little servant that he had, the little servile one that runs around doing everything for him. That absolutely, at least we're a bit of a, we're a bit of an adversary.
Exactly. Whereas, you know, somebody, there's a bit of respect there. I believe that. Yeah.
Absolutely. The hate, the absolute hate. I mean, I've seen it where you've got senior people where, you know, you've got people where they've got this, you know, that brown, what I call brown nose, as they've got like a brown patch on their nose. And these elites absolutely detest them. So, I mean, you know, you can understand where they're coming from. You know, it's like all the mask wearers, you know, do as you're told. Just be a good boy. Do as you're told. Get this. We've got a medical experiment here. You need to get one, get two, get three. I know they might not work, but you better just keep on taking them, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've just got, unfortunately, a large proportion of the population, right, who haven't got the brains they were born with. They've been indoctrinated. And it does not about education. Mm-hmm. It's about an indoctrination plan.
Makes
you have to look how many doctors have been shot and are dead. I mean, these are guys who are trained in medicine.
I know.
And they've actually embarked and taken a medical experiment. I mean,
it is unnatural. It's an unnatural delusion. That's pretty clear. You see the distraction, division, propaganda, but it all seems to be leading to this ultimate goal of inversion. You know, where it's insane to ask whether a vaccine's safe before you pump it into the arms of your children, but it's perfectly sane to deliver your child to hospital for irreversible sex change surgery. You know, it's just an incredible inversion.
Absolutely. The whole thing is run by a bunch of Satanist demonic forces and the servile population who just go along with it and do as they're told. I can tell you now, their life expectancy is going down as every day goes by, more of them are dying, and a lot more of them are going to die until they either wake up following Pharaoh. If you want to follow the Pharaoh's believers, you're only going to die. Simple. Yeah.
Anyway, Mark, if we could just swing back around to these technologies, if that's okay. I've heard you talking about soft kill and hard kill. Would you mind explaining what you mean by that, please?
Yeah, the technology equipment, if our blanket coverage, one of the aspects of 5G is basically blanket coverage with radiation. Now, your government will tell you that this radiation is perfectly safe, nothing to worry about, nothing to see here. However, that radiation is toxic. Okay, it's biologically toxic. You have a number of different defense mechanisms against it, but it is deleterious over time. It's accumulative over time. And this is the aspect of 5G. So mass densification of antennas. You see all the antennas popping up all over. They're putting them on top of streetlights, on top of, you know, telegraph poles. Put them anywhere. Yeah. You know, you're getting telecommunications companies now are putting in wireless and removing wire communications networks, which are pretty safe. After the Second World War, we had walkie-talkies, we had microwave communications networks during the Second World War. And after the war, your telecommunications companies, because of the effects that it had, the deleterious effects it had on soldiers, they came back and they put telegraph poles up and they stuck it in a cable, put in a wire for a reason. Mm-hmm. It's less problematic. Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden, they've decided to just go full Rambo or full wireless, right? So let's get rid of all the cables and let's just get fully. I mean, they're talking about power emissions now where they're going to send energy one place to another. So you don't have these horrible high-powered, these overhead cables, which don't look very nice, by the way, and aren't very protective. If you live underneath them, they're pretty toxic and they do increase your leukemia risk. Anyway, they want to get rid of them. I want to just be able to fire radiation in air from A to B. Anyway, not a very good idea. Extremely dangerous. So we keep getting told that this is safe. So the more densification you have, that's what I call soft kill. Because what's going to happen, it's going to reduce your life expectancy. It's going to increase your cancer risk. It's an immune system suppressor. Mm-hmm. So all of the other illnesses and sicknesses that you potentially would get, like flu, pneumonia, corona type symptoms, anything like that, they're going to get a lot more of it because that's what.
It's not funny.
It's so ridiculous.
I know.
It's funny.
Yeah.
You know, I laugh about it because it's absolutely, it's mind-bogglingly, ridiculously stupid. You know, the willful ignorance of these idiots who are putting this shit up. I mean, your council. You see, for instance, if you contact your local MP and you say, look, I'm concerned that you put this 5G on it, and not everybody got what you all said was coronavirus, this virus that came from China. Is there not some link between the 5G network? Because we know that electromagnetic radiation causes pneumonia, flu-type symptoms. Is there not a link there? And they'll come back and tell you, they'll go, it's scientifically impossible. You'll see it scientifically, but all the science shows that that's not the case. The science shows the exact opposite, right? The exact opposite. The mechanisms of people developing pneumonia and flu-type symptoms, well, I pollute the environment with radiation, and you then get like a flu-type or a cold-type or a pneumonia-type or something that's possibly going to kill you, and it has killed lots of people. But you see, I said this in 2018. When they get this deployment and they switch it on properly, they're going to kill a lot of people, and have killed a lot of people. A lot of people in New York, New York's a horrendous place to live, Manhattan in particular, massive amounts of radiation there. Antennas all over, blanket coverage in the whole place. How they're still alive, I'm pretty, well, I'm not surprised because of what we really are made of. You know, you're a light radiation emission. But the amount of mortality, the mortality morbidity rates in New York must be catastrophic. In fact, in the early part of the pandemic, the plandemic, when they switched the 5G on, there was an E&E specialist consultant, and he said the people are coming in to these intensive care units are suffering pulmonary edema. It looks more like altitude sickness than, you know, like a cold or a flu-y type thing. Well, unfortunately, if I want to cause pulmonary edema, flooding in the lung, I'll just take you up with a load of radiation, and your lungs will flood with fluids and cause this pneumonia type issue. So we know it's electromagnetic radiation. All the science shows it's electromagnetic radiation, and they switch it on at the same time. But it's, do you think that's a bit of a coincidence? And then they go, and your MP, your local whoever, will go, it's scientifically, it's just, it can't happen. So you've got these mountains of scientific published peer-reviewed papers you send to them, and they still ignore it, which shows a complicity, a willful ignorance and complicity in the genocidal agenda, in the depopulation agenda.
Yeah.
The hard kill. Mm-hmm. Hard kill is where 5G gets a little bit more surgical. Now, how it gets surgical, I can basically, you know, blanket coverage and see the whole, you know, I can watch a body moving through a microwave radiation field where I'll see attenuation, where I've got a signal, a radar signal pumping at them, and I'll get some type of reflection. I'll get an attenuation in the body so I can basically see them. But it's not a very good picture. Not a very good picture. Unless, if I fill you full of nanoparticulates, metal nanoparticulates, like graphite, ferrous oxide, and gadolinium, and materials of that ilk, then I really can't see you. I get a far better picture. You know, it'd be like watching, let's say you didn't have that that technology injected into you, then I would be looking at your very grainy old, you know, when you had the old TVs years ago where the signal wasn't very good and you've seen all these shadows.
Yeah, a bit like a barium meal, you know, when someone has an X-ray and they have to eat the indicator.
A bit like that. And then what happens? You then, so if I fill you full of this stuff, then consequently what happens, I'm going to see if in a four, I get a higher resolution. So, you know, for me three-dimensional stuff, I'm going to get a higher resolution. But what I'm definitely going to get a higher resolution for is if I want to fire the weapon at you. Because acting as an antenna, you see, when you get an antenna that fires a signal, a receiver, another antenna, right, will actually affect the patternation of the emission. Okay, it's one of the things I don't try to tell you. See, they'll tell you about this inverse square law, and it's perfectly safe. No, it isn't. If you're an antenna, like a lightning rod, you know how you see lightning hit your lightning rod, and it goes... Well, that's what these
we
antennas have got.
Yeah.
Part of COVID-19 vaccine, by the way, don't panic and get it. You can mitigate it. There's things you can do to get rid of the crap they've injected into you. But the most important thing, get rid of 5G. 5G is a target acquisition weapon system, masquerading as a telecommunications network. It can kill you.
Can you say that again?
It's a target acquisition weapon system masquerading as a telecommunications network. That's all it is. And it's here to kill you.
It was never about telecommunications.
Never ever.
Could there ever be such a thing as 6G, Mark?
No. Yeah, this, right. I've seen some of the 6G stuff and I've read some of the documents, and all they're really referring to is 5G. The whole energy in the body, the battery, it's all fat. That's 5G. And you see, if you listen to the World Economic Forum, right, who are pushing this, they'll tell you, no more Gs. After 5, no more Gs. And why would that be? You're going to be dead.
Good point.
They're going to be dead. So it's no 6G, what acting's happened? You're getting some people who are getting themselves excited, and they've started to talk about sixth generation because they realise that people have understood that 5G is extremely dangerous. People have got something, you know, they probably watched the 5G apocalypse documentary, and then all of a sudden, oh, I've got this 6G, so 5G must have been okay. It's a total industry bullshit narrative. Sick of hearing people talk about it. It is non-existent. There is a protocol for 6G. It's the exact same. It's just to add on to the 5G. The 5G, I was listening to someone, oh no, 6G is all about the energy that the body's going to create its own communications network. Yeah?
That's what I heard.
It's in the 5G protocol. It's in 5G.
It is.
If you listen to the World Economic Forum, there's no more Gs. And why would that be? 5G is the pentagram. It's the sacrifice. If a Satanist is going to murder you, all right? Sorry, if a Satanist is going to get you as a willful participant in your suicide, because right, it's all about the sacrifice, and you've got to go willingly. Like,
well, that's right. That's the part of the sacrifice, isn't it? You've got to
go willingly,
subjugated, willing, you know, invested in this thing.
You've just got to wear the mask, and let them exterminate you. But you see, that extermination's got to be done on a pentagram. And the pentagram is 5G, penta-G, 5-gram. Okay, so the pentagram says no 6G. 6G will spoil the black magic, you know, because this is it's a black magic spell. And that's why most people can't get it. So when you tell them that, they've put up these massive increases in radiation emitters, and then the government go, oh, no, it's perfectly safe. Everybody goes, oh, it must be perfectly safe, because we've had some pathological liar who lied to you about weapons of mass destruction. They lied to you about, you know, thalidomide. They lied to you about asbestos. They lied to you about smoke, and they lie all the time. They're pathological liars, and they tell you, these pathological liars go, no, it's perfectly safe. And everybody goes, oh, yeah, it must be safe because the government says it is. Governments have history for lying.
Just a little.
If anything comes out their mouth, they're like snakes, not to be trusted. Why do people trust them? This is one of the things I can't get my head around. The government go, all right, we've got this pandemic. Why believe it?
I honestly think it's that 2 Thessalonians 2:10 thing. You know, they're given over to the grand delusion, the pharmakia deception, because they didn't love the truth. If you don't cleave to the truth and love it, and you stray even 1 degree, after a few miles, you're going to be out by 50 degrees. And before long, you'll be completely lost.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. To me, it's a black magic spell. When you listen to these characters spelling, you know, like, see, Boris Johnson. Yeah.
Reminds me of the 2012 Olympic Games opening ceremony. It was all about COVID, but it was all about black magic, and Boris Johnson was there even though he was nowhere near Prime Minister. It was just out the gate of black magic stuff. I heard you talking actually about how in the last couple of years, and I know this will sound a bit off the wall to a lot of people, but how a sacrifice has to wash its hands multiple times and walk around in a circle, wear a mask, allow itself to be exterminated. And I mean, that's what we've been doing exactly the last couple of years.
Exactly what they have been doing. That's why whenever I went in any of those buildings, I'd always go the wrong way. Never did as I was told. See, soon as you're by this satanic sacrifice, they'll kill you. They want you dead. You have to remember the intelligence documents. If you look at the Kissinger report, right? Mm-hmm. The Kissinger report that was done for the UN, they're going to depopulate. You see, they have to kill you. And they're going to go for people in the West because they want your money as well. It's not many people got a lot of cash in some of these third world countries. So what they're going to do is invite them here. Then they can kill them a little bit easier because the equipment's here in the West. They've deployed the weapon in the West. And they want to attract as many people as possible so they can exterminate as many as possible. And they're going to have to come up with some quite interesting narrative to get you to take the shot, because what they can't do, if they pull that trigger, the surgical weapon, the hard kill, they pull that trigger and they miss 2, 3, 4 million. I mean, it'd be catastrophic, by the way. That's why the equipment's all there, incinerate as well. So you kill, incinerate, decimate, take out the buildings. They'll bomb New York, Manhattan. They've got enough energy in that city now to blow the city to smithereens. Just like the aftershock, electromagnetic radiation pulse aftershock of a nuclear bomb. The amount of power that they have there is just, I think it's ground zero. I really do. I think New York's going to be the test bed, probably blame the Russians. Oh God, fired a nuclear bomb.
No,
it just knocked all the buildings down. One interesting, see, you've got to remember, these Satanists, these cult members have got nothing to lose.
That's right.
They've already attempted to murder you. I mean, they've been getting away with it for thousands of years, torturing and killing kids. Yeah. Now what's happening? It's starting to become a little bit too, you know, you've got the Epstein thing, you've got the Liss who was on the Epstein Island, you've got some of the royals who have been involved in this, and then all of a sudden it's going to be dug away until people realise that they're like,
they'll be exposed.
Drink children's blood.
And you've got Epstein's brother running Humpty Dumpty Institute, reporting to the CCP and, you know, working with the Biden administration, and that it's just... Sorry, it's another side
all interconnected. The whole, the whole climate change. If I want to change climate, right, what I'll do is I'll bring in ionospheric radiate as chemtrails. See the chemtrails every day. You only have to walk out, look up.
Yep.
Also, in a cityscape, you bring in massive amounts of antennas. I mean, the antennas in Birmingham, there's 107,000. Transmitters, they're 25, they say there's a bit of confusion with our legal team as well. The max magnet exposure to is 1 milliwatt, right, or no more than 6 minutes. I get a thermal effect, and that would put your life at danger. Okay. These are they say that 25 milliwatt, 25 times the standard, the guideline. They're not, because the technicalities of it say it can be up to 100 milliwatt. That lawyer, however, has said it's 0.7 of a watt, which is 700 milliwatts. So it's 700 times the ICNA guideline, right? And there's 107,000 on every single streetlight.
Oh,
you see, you're taking
goodness.
Power out of the system, right? I was trying to reduce electrical power. Anyway, they've taken electrical power out of the system, putting it into an antenna, and then spraying the environment with toxic microwave radiation. Now, microwave radiation, right, you can see what it does. They don't even like talking about microwave radiation, because people sometimes think, hang on a minute, I used to be able to, you know, cook food in a microwave oven. And obviously, they're pretty powerful, and they're in an enclosed space. However, those 107,000 transmitters, the energy has to go somewhere. It doesn't disappear, and it is absorbed by the body. So you get a 1 to 2 degrees centigrade increase in body temperature. You'd never notice that. People wouldn't notice unless you're EHS sensitive. You know, you might have skin tingling. You might get tinnitus, ringing in the ears. What do you think causes the ringing in your ears and the head?
There's a lot of that
around.
So you
get sore eyes, bad heads, anxiety, yep, depression, skin problems, blah, blah, blah. But that's okay as long as they can just keep cook you. See, the IRCNIRB guideline, they can only cook you. I call it a cooking value, by the way. They call it a thermal temperature increase. I call it cooking. So that's put you, they've got you on slow cooker, right, within their guidelines. But then, hang on a minute. There's a bit of maths here that they're missing. So you've got one transmitter that has a 10-mile footprint at 25 milliwatts, which is 25 times over the IRCNIRB guideline. Now, a simple bit of multiplication would tell you if you put 107,000 in a densely populated city and each transmitter has got 10-mile non-line of sight. Now, that's a really interesting one. If it's got a non-line of sight, what it means is it can fire directly through a building. Yeah, so it can look through it, because obviously it's urban radar, so it looks through a building. And guess what? Unfortunately for me, in 2018, when I ended up being taken to court where they tried to gag me over talking about how dangerous this thing was and the risks to the population, I didn't have the body count, but we've got it now, and it's called soft kill. So we've got an extra 2,000 people over, an extra 20% increase in all-cause mortality across
that
the UK.
You've
got to remember, this is happening in cities. There's a lot of people still in countryside where they haven't got this crap yet. So they're not so bad. If you look at the if you look at the metrics, so Hexham, Northumberland, which is it's like the countryside part where I live, they have the longest life expectancy now. But guess what? I haven't got a lot of this crap. If you're living in a city, your life expectancy, London's going to be catastrophic. Measure the radiation levels in London. That's not very good. People will die. They get cancer. So you've got a cancer-causing radiation emission that increases the temperature, which they know that extra 2 degrees, 1.5 to 2 degrees extra increase. So let's say it's a lovely hot summer's day. Yeah, sunshine and natural occurring radiation's coming down. You're symbiotic with that. You're not with man-made. Totally different thing. So you've got this lovely, sunny, hot, warm day, and it's getting a bit hot, okay? And they've got their transmitters that add another couple of degrees onto it. Well, what? Hang on a minute. What's this climate change thing they're talking about? Oh, that's right. So it's all predicated on the 1.5 to 2 degrees centigrade increase that they're expecting. That they've got to stop your car. They've got to stop your traveling. They've got to stop you eating. They want to eat bugs. You need to eat bugs. Can't eat meat. You can't drink cow's milk. You can't do anything. You've got to be locked into your 15-minute toxic radiation clean air zone. Clean air, but full of radiation. You've got to go there, and that's...
It's insanity.
You know what I mean?
And it's a focal radiation energy? I don't know what I'm talking about there, but... What was
the major differentiator between 5G? Look, a 5G antenna is a number of different technical problems, quite a few. The main ones are densification, soft kill, surgical kill, directional beams in air. The antenna design allows focality, so I can actually target a choir and fire at a target. And if that's you with your vaccine in, you're dead. And that's what they're planning. And everybody said I was a conspiracy theorist, because I was explaining this in 2018. And unfortunately, I think people... Well, I used to think about myself. I used to think, you know, can this dystopian mass murder agenda really be true? The technicalities of the equipment, it's irrefutable. And that's why I got a result in court when the judge realised, he read the skeleton argument that I put together in the court. He said, this is a democracy. 5G risk must be debated. He says the public have a right to know. He actually also said I was an expert. So that blew up in the council's face. I got it removed from Gateshead so everybody can get this stuff removed. You have to get it removed, it'll kill you.
Well done.
They're trying to murder you. The global elites, through a climate change narrative, are planning your extermination.
Yeah, people here continually, I mean, I get this all the time. People say, well, we can relax. You know, even though every one of our councils are signed up to the Smart City Scheme, you know, first country in the world with that honour, a lot of people say, well, don't worry, we don't even have 5G yet. It's going to be ages before we get that. But is there any way, I find that hard to believe because it's the operating system of the smart city.
If you've got LED lights in your cities, you've got 5G. That's 5G. It's part of the 5G network. Most important thing, you'll find the weapon systems attached to your street furniture. It's either Telenza, Telestra, Mayflower, Lucizurian. There's a load of different makes. Yeah, but if somebody wants to send us a picture, if you send a picture to info@saveusnow.org.uk, the political movement, that's another thing that's really interesting. Political cover is key. See, a lot of things I talk about can be pretty stressful to a lot of people. A lot of people get upset. Yeah. They could get very upset.
Yeah. It's not fun to find out you're a day closer to being vaporized.
Well, the most important thing that people have to take away, we win. Tells you in the scripture. You read the Bible, it tells you we win. And that's exactly where we're headed. We are winning already. They're losing the narrative, the safe and effective, it's not happening. And all we have to do is start putting my hands on, start arresting these criminals. The police aren't going to do it. Mm-hmm. The regulatory bodies aren't going to do it. You're going to have to do it yourself. You're going to have to arrest them. You're going to have to take them out. And if you don't, they're going to kill you. They're on a mission now where they've got nothing to lose. They've got nothing to lose. They've pulled the trigger. It's all falling to bits for them. Right? It's not happening. But if you don't arrest them, see, we all have, in the UK, we have the right to arrest of an indictable crime. What I'm going to tell you, the equipment that's fitting into the streetlights, that is a future terrorist attack, where they're going to use the directional capability of the weapon to take out the vaccinated. They're going to kill millions of your countrymen, women and children when they get the opportunity. We're probably a year to 2 years away from that. I mean, they could pull it next week, but I can tell you now, it'll be a partial kill. If they start setting fire to your cities, right, it's the equipment they've installed specifically to do that. They're going to burn your cities. They're going to destroy your food crops. They're going to kill you. They're spraying the air with toxins to kill you. They want you dead. You have to realise the existential threat that's against you. We need to start acting. Can't just sit back.
No.
Got to start taking.
So what do we do? I was thinking of the whole idea of imagining if, you know, 50% of each city dispersed into the countryside, that'd be something, wouldn't it? Or,
well, I think moving it, well, no, I think we're a little bit early. I think you're going to start putting a hand, right, if you get a gang of guys, right, or ladies or whatever, there's your law enforcement badges, yeah, Son, Save Us Now, Malachi 4, right, it's in the Bible, tells you, we're coming. We're going to rectify, we're going to stop this injustice and this mass murder event. So you get a few people, videotape it, and then you just go and arrest them. You get the arrest pack, so the crimes that they committed. So we know they're all signed up to net zero, right? We know they're all signed up to net zero. All pushing this, the push that, which is terrorism, that was in the Telegraph, right? The other element to it, so we know the whole thing was a psychological warfare plan, but this is the big one. Now, all your councils, it states there, net zero is a Trojan horse for the total destruction of West society.
That's in your newspaper?
That's in the Telegraph. It's one of the top right.
We don't get truth like that in our newspapers over here, that's for sure.
Oh, no, the Telegraph are full of... They don't tell the truth. Telegraph are terrible. They're one of the worst papers you can get, nearly as bad as... Well, you can't get much worse than the Times or the Sun.
Yes.
That article there, right, is enough to arrest anybody in public life who is pushing net zero.
Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. We've got all the evidence. Mm-hmm. Net zero is the World Economic Forum, an international terrorist organisation. Mm-hmm. Net zero is terrorism. Mm. They're going to kill you. They're planning to exterminate you. We've got all the documents. The 5G is illegal. They're allowing it to be installed. I can prove where they're getting the temperature increase, and I can also prove why they're trying to kill you. So, arrest anybody pushing net zero. It's a criminal offence. Get organised. Get a videotape. And get the evidence packs of net zero being a criminal offence, misconduct in public office to commit mass murder. Got to remember, we've got the body count. I didn't have a body count in 2018. I've got it now. You see, you have to have a mechanism to kill. For people to die, there has to be a mechanism. People don't just walk along the street and drop down dead.
Not usually, no.
It's not, you don't die by magic, yeah?
No.
Unless you're in African countries and it's voodoo. No, I'm just kidding. Right, you can't die, right? There's got to be a mechanism. So what's the mechanism? Well, we know what the mechanism is. They've just installed it. They've installed the mechanism to attack. Now, they've seen a 35% increase in people dying in bed. It's horrible.
35%.
What's that? That MC outside your house, good. Right, we've just checked. He's got £100,000 or she's got £100,000, £200,000 pension parts. Boof.
Well, she said something we don't like.
You're dead. Your family member goes into the bedroom, goes, oh, Johnny's not waking up today. He's dead. You're not. That equipment can see you in that bed and it can stop your heart and cause an atonic seizure and you're dead. Mm. So consequently, if you're being shot up, make sure you get rid of that stuff and especially the stuff in your streetlights. Mm. Lethal.
Yes, great advice. Thank you. Well, Mark, I suppose we actually better wrap up there. But before we go, I'd like to thank you for being compelled enough by your love for humanity and for God to speak out and speak boldly and plainly. I love your righteous indignance. We need more of that, especially over here. We're a very compliant lot over here in New Zealand. So thank you for sharing a little bit of that with us today.
Thanks very much, Samantha. And you know, let's get this out as far as possible. And like I said, you know, you don't have to take my word for it. A lot of people find it extremely difficult, you know, the things that I speak about. However,
they are hard to process.
Very hard to process, but unfortunately, the world's run by a satanic cult, and they want you dead. Even Putin, the president of the Russian Federation, he's actually said the West run by Satanists.
Yes,
and
he guess said what? It. I know. Right. Yeah, he absolutely was. Okay, well, it's been absolutely wonderful to meet you. Thank you so much for talking with us today.
No, well, thanks.
Okay, hopefully we'll talk some other time.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mark. Bye.